Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. When hundreds of Kirkland area parents walk their children to school on October 5th for International Walk Your Child to School Day, they'll be making the journey under more accessible conditions than in previous years. This thanks to new sidewalks to Kirkland's 7 elementary schools. The city's Public Works Department has completed sidewalks along Juanita, A.G. Bell, Peter Kirk, and Mark Twain elementary schools. The department will finish remaining three more, Rose Hill, Ben Franklin, and Lakeview by the end of this month. Those sidewalks will be ready in time for Walk Your Child to School Day. 11 of Kirkland's 14 elementary schools have registered for the event. Kirkland is one of Washington's 26 cities to officially participate in the event. Walk Your Child to School Day encompasses more than just walking. However, it also encourages cycling to school. Sandberg Elementary, for example, renamed the event Walk and Roll to encourage both forms of travel. For more information, visit walktoschool.org. Walking is an exercise that can improve health, wealth, and the air. On October 15th, a recent Northwest University graduate is attaching another positive byproduct to the simple exercise. That byproduct, shoes. You see, somewhere in a Filipino village, the pastor of a small church is using his spare time and his spare money to make a pair of shoes. He'll give those shoes to a child who needs them for school or a young woman who needs them to find work. He'll do this until each of his fellow 300 villagers has a pair of shoes. And so far, he's done it without help. Recent Northwest University graduate Caitlin Klaus wants to change that. And she's using her global outreach organization Shoes to do just that. Shoes is organizing a 5K walk October 15th to raise money for the cause. The route begins at Marina Park, ambles along the waterfront to Carillon Point, and then returns to the gazebo at Marina Park. For more information and to register, visit toeverysoul.org. The Kirkland City Council will visit the Finn Hill neighborhood in a special meeting on October 19th to learn more about what's on residents' minds now that they are part of the City of Kirkland. On November 10th, the City Council will visit the Juanita neighborhoods for another special meeting. These visits are part of the Council's ongoing effort to discuss neighborhood issues in detail with residents. One of the subjects that is garnering discussion among some of the Finn Hills' 15,000 residents is how to use portions of the area's considerable open space. Nearly one-fifth of the neighborhood's 2,600 acres belongs to King County, the City of Seattle, or the State of Washington in the form of parks and open space. Currently, the neighborhood is engaged in a conversation with King County about a lacrosse field at Big Finn Hill Park and with the City of Kirkland about the relocation of a fire station. Neighborhood leaders are also discussing how to incorporate the Denny Creek Neighborhood Alliance's mission to include broader neighborhood goals. To learn more about the upcoming meetings, visit kirklandwa.gov. When the City of Kirkland began renovating the 85-year-old Sessions Funeral Home in 2008, its designers were aiming for a LEED Silver certification, the second of four rating levels through the Leadership in the Energy and Environmental Design, which was developed by the United States Green Building Council. The silver rating would have been a feat for such an old building, but the renovated City Hall Annex building did one better. Early this month, the U.S. Green Building Council awarded the city its gold certification for use of sustainable practices in the annex, which is located on First Street. This certification recognizes the city's use of site sustainability, water efficiency, energy conservation, building reuse, and renewable materials. And with a close look, you can see the evidence of these uses everywhere. The landscaping consists entirely of drought-resistant plants, and the restrooms have dual-flush toilets. The natural ventilation system relies on exhaust fans, operable windows, and sun-shading devices rather than an air conditioning system. Much of the original fir flooring was refinished, and any new floor covering is made of cork that is harvested without killing the tree. The countertops are made of a 100% post-consumer recycled paper product called Paperstone. If you're interested, you can visit the building during business hours or visit kirklandwa.gov/kirklandgreen to read a case study. On October 1st, Kirkland residents will have the opportunity to clear their garages and their consciences at the city's residential recycling event. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the city will be collecting a wide range of items, including tires, fluorescents, scrap metal, mattresses and box springs, styrofoam, electronic equipment, and much more. To find out what else you can recycle, visit kirklandwa.gov. The economy continues its slow crawl toward recovery, but in Kirkland, several entrepreneurs have discovered enough potential to give their ideas a go. On the last Friday Art Walk of the year, Pam Jardine visited many of these small businesses.
I'm Pam Jardine with Currently Kirkland, and there's a lot of new businesses opening up in Kirkland, so on the last Art Walk of the year, we're going to check it out.
It was a hot September evening here in downtown Kirkland, the seventh day of a record 9 consecutive days of 80 degree plus weather. People were out in droves to find a seat in one of Kirkland's many open air restaurants, and then to take in the sights and sounds of the art walk. Our first stop on tour put us face to face with a business owner with a mission: to teach.
I run a after-school math and reading program. It's called Kumon. I do come from an education background. I got my master's in education from Seattle University in 2000. And I have taught at Bellevue Community College. I've taught there for the last about 8 years. It's a nationwide franchise. It's actually the largest supplemental education organization in the world. And we help kids with math and reading. Kirkland was chosen as an expansion area, partly because of the high education level of the population around here, and also because the Lake Washington School District is an excellent district, but they didn't really have a Kumon available in this area. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
On your marks. Get set. Go. And there's a couple characteristics that make it really different from any other kind of education. For one thing, everything is timed, and we believe that true mastery includes both speed and accuracy. So we like to make sure that the kids are fast and accurate with all their math and their reading. They are all moving at their own pace. That's why I have kids who are maybe in elementary school along with the junior high kids in the same classroom, because each one is working on their own individual assignments. Also, we believe in daily practice. So daily practice is an important part of Kumon, where they come to the center, but they also do some work at home as well.
And what do you like best about Kumon?
It's really fun, and I'm way ahead in school.
I just love this downtown area. I'm right across from the Performance Center, the swimming pool, right close to the library, and right between two excellent schools with Peter Kirk and Lakeview. I'm right in between those two.
Next, we chatted with Katie Young, head photographer at Classic Kids Photography in Kirkland.
This is our 11th location that we just opened here in Kirkland about a month ago. We are located up in the Northeast, Chicago, California, and then here in the Seattle area. We're strictly black and white film photography for children, families, pets, everything. Everything is all hand done, obviously black and white film, so everything is all hand processed, hand printed in the darkroom. We have our own lab, so it's all centralized, and everything is just custom made just to the client's needs. We also do custom framing as well, so from beginning to end, the shoot, the print processing, and then framing.
Right next door, we learned a little bit about canvas and how to paint with a twist.
This is Canvas, Painting with a Twist, and what we are is art is entertainment. We offer sessions where you come in and you are led by an artistic team member, and you She takes you right through the process, guiding you through a featured painting. And at the end of 2.5 hours, you walk out with a completed painting. And the time that we're not offering sessions, we offer open paint, and that includes all the materials. And you can do and come in and paint, stay as long as you'd like, and also leave with a finished painting. Sundays are family days. At 2 p.m. we offer a featured painting where we encourage families to come in, and we have a children's program. But during that time, we do not serve alcohol. I really felt that Kirkland, after I looked and really considered a lot of different areas, one being Kirkland, that Kirkland was absolutely where we would achieve the most success.
Finally, we moseyed over to Asher's Men's Clothing and got the goods on their move to Kirkland.
We are a men's clothing store, mostly for the guy's guy. We carry a lot of stuff, classic stuff, Stetson, Filson, stuff like that. But we also, we go on the contemporary side, so, you know, fits that can, you know, fit the young guy that and still look cool. And we like to pair them together, you know, old with new and classic with more contemporary. It's been going great. Summer's a great time in Kirkland. We'll see how the fall goes, but we're excited. We got a lot of great stuff. We'd spent 2.5 years in business in Seattle, and we decided to move over here. We like the vibe better. We like the downtown Kirkland area. I live over here, so I've always kind of liked it over here. So it was kind of a natural move for us.
We only had time to visit a few, but it's exciting to see so many new businesses pop up in Kirkland. Until next time, I'm Pam Jardine for Currently Kirkland.
Thanks for that story, Pam. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.